One day, an old woman was getting ready to bake some bread. But try as she might, she couldn't light the fire. Just then, a dove as white as snow came to her side. She left the twigs she held in her beak at her feet. The dove said, "Light your fire with these twigs. If you succeed, will you give me some bread in exchange for my twigs?"
"Yes," replied the old woman.
The old woman set fire to the twigs, and oh, how they did burn. The fire she lit in the oven was so strong, it was as if it would never go out. The flames could be seen from a village away. The old woman baked her bread, and as she promised, she gave a warm, crisp loaf to the dove. The dove took the bread. She landed on the shoulder of a shepherd playing a flute up in the mountains. The dove laid the loaf in his lap. "Here you go, a fresh loaf of bread still warm. If I give you this bread, will you give me your flute?" The shepherd looked at the warm loaf. Up here in the mountains, it was easy to carve a flute, but not so easy to find bread. He gave the dove his flute. The dove flew off with the flute and made her way to a house where a wedding was taking place that day. The bride, the groom, and all the guests were ready, but there was no instrument to accompany the drum. The dove perched across from the bride and groom and said, "I will give you this flute, so that you may make music and dance to your heart's content. In return, will you give me one gold piece from your wedding gifts?"
"Yes," said the bride.
She took one gold piece from her neck and put it around the dove's neck in return for the flute. The dove flew to a blacksmith. She said, "If I give you this gold, will you make me a key?"
"Yes," said the blacksmith. "But what will this key open? Do you have a picture or another key for me to see?"
"I do," replied the dove.
They left the shop together. They pointed at the courtyard. The dove's shadow could be seen on the wall of the courtyard.
"No more, no less. Can you make a key shape just like that shadow?"
The blacksmith was very surprised. It wasn't every day that a dove came and asked for a key shaped like her shadow. But the blacksmith did just that. He made a key in the shape of the shadow and placed it around the dove's neck in return for the gold piece. The dove flew and flew up to the top of a high mountain. Atop the mountain, there was nothing but a locked chest. The dove knew the chest was there. She had traveled all the way back here just to get to the chest. As she opened the chest with the key she had the blacksmith make, she said, "Twigs I gave, bread I got. Bread I gave, a flute I got. A flute I gave, gold I got. Gold I gave, a key I got. Atop this mountain, in this chest, I came to find my one true self. A jealous witch put a curse on me, put my face under lock and key. I was as beautiful as can be, before the witch a bird made me. Come show me your power, magic key, so in the mirror my old self I may see." After she said those words, the dove transformed into a girl as beautiful as the month of May. So, the witch's curse was broken. This was the story of a dove who turned twigs into keys and herself into a girl. I asked her what became of the evil witch, and she replied, "Nobody ever saw her again."